Good afternoon and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD, brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lulley not with us for this program. He wouldn't be able to fit in the studio anyway. We're pretty crowded in here with four members of the Thomas Johnson track and field team, plus the coach, Pam Hexton. And we want to welcome you guys, Hexter, I keep saying that name wrong. And we want to welcome you guys here. As we tape this program, you still got some meets to go, but we'll talk about the accomplishments you've already had this season and about some of the other athletes that weren't able to make it for this show. But Pam, your third year coaching the boys track and field team at Thomas Johnson High School, how has it been?
It's been great. It's been very rewarding. These boys have really made it worth my while to be around them. And they're very easy to coach. I don't know a whole lot, but they do what they need to do, and they work very hard.
Well, a lot of times it's more the person than the knowledge. And, of course, the obvious question you've probably been asked 1,000 times, so I'll ask it 1,001 here, how did you happen to come into, you know, it is still a little unusual for a woman to be coaching the boys' athletic team. How have you adjusted to it, or how did you adjust to it at the beginning? And who first proposed the idea to you?
Okay, that's a really long story, and we don't have that amount of time. But it basically kind of fell in my lap. All of my sons ran track and cross country for TJ. And so I went 13 years of doing that, and when my last one graduated, I felt like I was going to be going through, withrawal, not being around the runners. And the coaches asked me at that time if I wanted to stay and volunteer, so I did. And then the next thing you know, it turned into an assistant coach, and then it turned into a head coach. And really, I think the AD probably pushed that. But that's what happened, and they've been very respectful, and I think that they have taken me in under their wings, so to speak. But they're great to work with.
And of course, Steve Nibbs, the athletic director there, Thomas Johnson, and he must think quite a bit of your abilities, because he said several times he suggested we have your team on the show and talk to them. So and he's a veteran athletic director in Frederick County. So he must be pleased with what you're doing. You've got to be doing something right, right?
I paid him to say that.
All right. You're also, I have to bring you, because you're in uniform here, you're also a nurse, or what is your official position?
Yes, I'm a nurse at Frederick Memorial.
So how do you combine these two jobs now? Because I would think the meets run up against your hours as a nurse.
Well, I'm also in charge of the schedule, so I make sure that I work around the meets so I can be there for them.
And it's been enjoyable. 3 years now, you must like it.
I do.
All right, Pam Hexter, the coach of the Thomas Johnson High School boys track and field team. Let's talk to the players here. Cheyenne Johnson, a senior, and just going over the records, I'm not sure of your exact placement in the county meets, but I know you had the best time in the 110-meter high hurdles during the season, 300-meter high hurdles. And I think you also took part in one of the relay races. Maybe you can just tell us what events you took part in on the season.
I took part in the 110 hurdles, 300 hurdles, open 4, 4x4, 800, long jump. And I think I did 200 in the second or third meet.
So that's all around athlete there.
Yeah.
What's your favorite event?
I'd have to say the 800.
The 800 meter?
Yeah, 800 or 400.
Yeah, those are tough races to run, because they're kind of half sprints and half endurance, right? People get sick running those.
Yeah. It's pretty much like my training. I really, like at practice, I don't really hang around with, you know. Like, I don't really slack off that much. I just train harder and harder and harder until I get better enough to keep winning.
And you run the indoor, I assume, indoor track team too?
Yeah.
And how about the fall? Do you do anything there? Or are you in cross country? Some of the track people run cross country too.
I started cross country this year, my first time. And, I mean, it went all right. So.
It's a long distance, so it's a little different. You're running outside in the up and down in the hills and all that sort of thing. Do you any team sports at all? Or?
No, just track.
Well, of course, track is a team sport, but I was thinking football, baseball, basketball, you know, the standard.
Not anymore.
But look at your time now. I saw the time that was in, and this may be outdated, but in the 110 high hurdles, 15 seconds flat. Does that sound, that's about right?
Yeah, I did get that, but I PR'd with 14.34.
Personal best was 14.34. Okay. 300 high hurdles, a second in the county. I had you where you were listed for much of the year and at 40.29.
Yeah, that was it. But now I'm listed as 39.75.
Okay. So your personal best has dropped a little bit there.
Yeah.
Long jump, 20 feet, 9.5 inches.
Yeah, that's my PR.
That's your personal best in the long jump. It's pretty good. It was second in the county for most of the season. Triple jump, you were third in the county for most of the season, 42 feet, 8 inches.
Yes, sir.
That's the triple jump. So those are pretty good marks there.
Thanks.
Now, are you going, next year, of course, you face the decision. Are you going to run in college? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to run college.
Where are you going?
Coppin State.
Coppin State, which is in Baltimore, I believe.
Yep.
And what have you talked to the coach there about what events you're going to run?
Yeah, he thinks I'm going to be a 400 runner, and yeah, I think I'll just do that 400 running.
400 meter?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the sprint once around the track. You got anything to add about Cheyenne's skills? Because he's well known. He's won a lot of meets. He's placed. He's one of the stars in Frederick County.
Yeah, Cheyenne. I think we have several names for him, but he's one of those kids you can put him at anything and he'll do well, like with not much coaching. He's just a natural athlete. So he could do anything. He tried high jump one time. I think his first time he did it was 5'8", which is crazy. But, yeah.
That's crazy good.
It's crazy good. He's crazy good. So Coppin State's very lucky to have him.
Have you? You have talked to the coach. You've been out there, the campus, and seen what they have. What are their facilities like there?
They're pretty good. I'd say their system is all right. I don't really like care for the system. I just want a track team. I want to keep running.
That's you go there, you see what happens. You know, you got your whole life in front of you.
Yeah.
That's it's an exciting prospect to be a college. Do you have a scholarship? Did you get a scholarship there?
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay, that's great. That's great. Wow, that's you got a great future. Good luck to you. We'll be following you next year at Coppin State. Let's meet some of the other members of this track and field team from Thomas Johnson High School, and. Of course, Cheyenne is a senior. We're going to graduate. And another senior, Max, I'll mispronounce this game, Baronshot? Max Baronshot. Tell us the events that you take part in and where you're going next year.
So I take part in the 100 meters, 200 meters, and the 4x400 meter relay.
Okay.
And I'll be attending University of Maryland College Park.
Okay.
I'm not going to be running.
Well, maybe intramural. They have intramural?
Yeah, I think they have a club team I might look into. Yeah.
And as far as academics, what are you interested in there?
Biology as a whole, but possibly neuroscience, possibly biomedical engineering, not sure yet.
Okay, that sounds, that's all good professions,
yeah.
good salaries there. Let's talk to Isaiah Myers, and he is a junior. What events do you run in, Isaiah?
I run the 4x8, open 4, 800, and sometimes the 16.
And your favorite of all those?
The 800.
The 800, which is that is a tough one.
It's the best race.
Well, you got to have strength, inner strength, right?
Yeah.
Because you want to quit.
No, because I'm having fun out there.
After the first lap, don't you just die? But you got to run another sprint.
I get tired, but I mean, it's like I want to win, so I kind of just push that aside to get to the line.
All right, you're a junior. Do you have any thoughts about next year?
Not really, no. I kind of just want to keep running the 8 and maybe try and run the 16 a little more and get some wins.
All right, any team sports? Any other sports that you take part in, Isaiah?
I run cross country during the fall.
Okay, great sport, yeah.
But I don't do any other sports anymore.
Okay, well, you're moving along, junior, senior year coming up. Sean Burris, Sean is a senior, and tell us the events you take part in, Sean.
The events I run are the 110-meter hurdles, 300 hurdles, triple jump, 4x400 meter relay, and I also ran the 800 meter just to give it a try because it was my 4x4 team did it, and that is about it.
How did you? What was your favorite out of all those?
I would have to say the 300 meter hurdles.
300 meter hurdles? Do you give Cheyenne do you push him?
Yes. Me and him are hoping to come top two every time.
Wow, tell us about that, because that's not only running, but you got to jump.
Well, it is a pretty tough race, and if you mess up once, then that might just be the whole race. So before the race, you try to prepare, and in practice, we try to make it as perfect as possible, just prepare for the meets. And during the race, when we're racing other people, like people that are like by our times, by our personal best times, we try to motivate each other like while running and even before running. And as we're going, we just have to push hard and finish strong.
It's a mind game, like most sports. You know, yes, a lot of it is. Yes.
You need a lot of focus to do that successfully.
And timing is everything. Now, do you work on the timing, getting off at the start, a good start, and everything?
Yes.
And then you have to get up to speed pretty quick. How do you do that? Because you haven't got much room there.
Well, for me, and what I try to teach Cheyenne too, because Cheyenne wasn't a hurdler at first, but I taught him some things, and now he's excelling in almost everything now. As you run in the 300-meter hurdles, you have to go as fast as you can, but try to make form as best as possible. Not many people are good at that, so I'm glad that we have the opportunity to run that good. So as we're running, you have to be at top speed and have good form over the hurdles and, like, maintain your posture and everything and speed through the hurdles. And at the last 100 meters of the race, it's a mind game right there. You have to be mentally strong to get through those obstacles as you're tired.
I would think so, yeah. It's probably the best description I've ever heard of the hurdles, because that's kind of a mystery to a lot of people. Not that many people run the hurdles.
Yeah, that's correct.
Is there something that attracted you to that event at some point in your career?
Well, my parents, they did hurdles in high school, and I've seen pictures on the wall of them. And my sister actually got a scholarship at Clemson to run hurdles. But she didn't go to Clemson, but when I was little, I was jumping hurdles, like, just for the fun of it. Like, I was, like really young, I was just jumping hurdles. And when I came to Maryland, I was my coach, one of my previous coaches, said, you should do hurdles. And then I didn't, like, have no mind to it or, like, motivation to do them. So freshman year, I was jumping them, and I was getting beat by all the seniors. And I was like, I'm just a freshman, so I should have a chance to, you know, do better than them. And I was pretty close to them, so I just had to motivate myself to keep on jumping hurdles and keep on doing them throughout the years. And I'm pretty glad where I am now, because I learned a lot from hurdles, and it's going good for me.
And now next year, you're a senior, so any plans for next year? Or?
Next year I'm going to enlist in the Army, follow my dad's footsteps a little bit, and I'll apply for Army track to keep running.
Great. I was in the Army a long time ago. Nice. But yeah, it can be a very good life and a good career. And they got a lot of things, a lot of sports.
Yes.
So that's a good career for you. Maybe you go to college. They'll send you to college.
Yes. Yeah. I want to go to college, like, while I'm in the military too. So.
Yeah. They'll pay for everything. You have your whole 4 years paid for. Even a master's degree, if you want to go get that. So that's a you're off on a good good start there. Yeah. And you graduate now. When's your graduation at TJ?
It is May 30th.
May 30th. Okay, it's coming up pretty quick here. That's the old Memorial Day. Wow, it's great. If you're just joining us, members of the Thomas Johnson High School track and field team, led by their coach, Pam Hexter, they're on with us here, brought to you by Nimeo Federal Credit Union. I'm Pete McLeod. Ed Lully not with us for this program. I wanted to ask you kind of a general question that's been batted around in Frederick County for several years. Is there a need for an indoor track facility that will serve the schools of Frederick County rather than having to travel up to Hagerstown and these other places to do indoor meets? We'll start with the coach, Pam Hexter. What do you think of that idea?
Yes. We have actually been talking about that. It's very much needed. There's so little facilities for indoor, and it cuts down opportunities for kids when you get down to championship seasons. We're limited to where we can go for regionals, and we're in some really bad facilities, and it's just difficult. So if we had more facilities like that, I think they'd have more opportunities, more kids could run. There's got to be a place, there's got to be somebody with some money that can put that up, because it's definitely needed here in Frederick County.
Now, do you think you'd get more kids out for the indoor and outdoor track teams if they had a facility like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. I think it would help. Yeah.
Now, what do you do now? I've heard stories of athletes from other high schools running through the snow and dodging cars. And I wouldn't want to dodge cars here in Frederick County, but that's what they do. All kinds of crazy scenarios, because we do have rough winters up in this area.
Right. So indoor season, we most of the time are practicing outside. And if it does snow, depending on how much snow, then we have to make do inside the school, which is not the best of best environment, but we do what we can.
Yeah, well, you have to. Cheyenne, you're a veteran. What do you think of it? Would you like to have an indoor facility, brand new facility here in Frederick County?
We definitely need one. There's no doubt we definitely need one.
Do you have friends that would maybe participate if there were better facilities?
Yes, definitely.
Well, that's a pretty definite answer there. Isaiah, how about you? What do you think of that, Isaiah Myers?
I think we definitely need it. The running in the snow is not very fun. a lot of people, more people would come out if they didn't have to travel so far to go to the meets. Their family could come and watch them and stuff like that, which would draw more people into the programs.
Yeah, going up to Hagerstown, I mean, you're talking about an hour's drive anyway up there. For the regional meets. Max, Baronshard?
Yeah, not only do we need a facility around us, but we need better facilities in general, because, I mean, Hagerstown isn't really prime for our meets. With cramming all those people in one little gym, it's not great.
And what about the TJ facilities, outdoor facilities that are there now? Are they pretty good?
When the track's covered in snow, it's not great. So we have to run on the concrete or inside school. It just doesn't work out.
But in the spring, it's not bad.
TJ, yeah. We just got the track resurfaced, so it's pretty nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Great. Sean Burris?
Yes, I think a indoor facility is needed because it will draw many other people in, not only from our school, but any other school when they see, like, pictures or videos of the facility. And to practice outside in the snow isn't really that, like, motivation to other people, because they see snow on the ground, they're like, oh, it's too cold, we might slip, or something like that.
Yeah.
And for the meets, I think that would draw more people in, and more people from Frederick, like families, they can see their child race and all that if it's closer.
Yeah, I would like to see, that, you know, seats for the spectators. Because track, in my day, track was a very big sport, bigger than it is now, believe it or not. And Wide World of Sports used to be a TV show where they would highlight it almost every weekend. And I think that was one of the reasons it was so popular. But it was a big deal, both the outdoor and indoor meets back in the 60s and 70s. And it's kind of, you know, strange, because I would think there would be a cable channel someplace that would want to, you know, make like the track and field channel. Don't you think so?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
But in your day too, was it a little bit bigger than it is now? It's kind of lost a little popularity.
You know, I don't actually remember back when I was in school. I don't remember the track team that much. I didn't run. I was a cheerleader, so I did the other sports. So I never noticed it being that big. But the Wide World of Sports, I do remember.
Wide World of Sports, Jim McKay, and he'd be at these track remote sites, and he'd have all the track and field, and everybody knew who, you know, everybody in those days knew the records. They knew, like, John Thomas was a big high jumper. They knew what the record was for the high jump. They knew what the record was for the pole vault. They knew what the broad jump, they call it the long jump now. They knew what the record, people, you know, kids could quote you know, what the world record was in the various events. And you just don't have that, you know, like a batting average or something. You don't have that today. So I think an indoor facility would definitely give a jolt to what's a great sport. And you must you feel that this is a great sport, because this is a lifelong sport. These young men here can continue doing this when they're my age. You know, they can continue for a life. It's a lifetime sport.
Yes, it definitely is. There's one of the sayings I love is there's a shirt that says, "Our sport is your sport's punishment," So, and I love it when they wear that because the other sports, if they're in trouble, they have to run and they hate it. But that's all these guys do. That's all they do is run. Yeah. And they push each other. And it's what I love about, especially these four, too, because they work so well together and they do push each other. You know, it's like what Sean was saying and Cheyenne was saying. It's like they work together. They help each other. These two in the 800, I think they like a little competition going there. Isaiah and Cheyenne, they push each other.
Battle of the brothers.
They want them to be better.
And let me ask you your career highlights. We always like to ask the athletes that we have in here what your career highlights. It doesn't have to be in track and field. Maybe it was another sport. But something that stands out that made you really happy that you were involved with sports. Cheyenne, you must have a bunch, but is there one that you could focus on? Tell us about a moment, or maybe a meet you won that you weren't expected to win, or you overcame an obstacle to do really well at a meet?
My first time doing hurdles, I kind of just went out there without any blocks, just standing. I think I was the only one standing, and it felt so weird. And then as soon as that gun went off, I just found myself in front, and I was like, what?
Well, it's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
Were you in front at the end of the race, too?
Yeah.
So that was a victory. What was that? Do you remember who it was against, or was it in a regional meet? Or?
It was in indoor, 55 hurdles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Isaiah, how about you? Any sports memory that stands up?
My biggest memory is qualifying for states for the first time during indoor this year.
Wow. Okay, great. That's a great accomplishment. Yes.
It was a fun race. I didn't think I was going to go to states. I thought I was going to be watching my friends run from the sideline. But then I qualified, and I was pretty happy.
How'd you do?
At states?
Yeah.
I did okay, I guess. I PR'd. I ran a 2:02 in the 800, I think.
Okay, your personal best 2:02 in the 800 because of the competition. You're running against the best kids in the state.
I think it was more just because how excited I was.
Okay.
I was a little bit nervous for the first time in a while, and I got an adrenaline boost. And that together helped me run better than I usually do.
Okay, great. Great. That's understandable. You know, you're up against competition like that. Max, how about you?
My highlight of track for sure is my 4x400 meter relay. Last season, it was us three and Trent Snipes, who graduated last year. We won every single race except for one, and qualified for nationals. And this year again, 4x4, qualified for nationals already. And it's just really exciting, especially last year at regionals, outdoor. Cheyenne had just come back from being out injured for a couple weeks, and we came back and we were a little bit behind, and he came back and won it by a couple milliseconds. It was awesome.
Wow, that is awesome. And now you're going to nationals now this year, you said?
Not this year. We qualified, but I don't think we're going to go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a great accomplishment. And Sean Burris?
Well, I have a few things that I'm proud of this season, and running track and track in general. I did play football for a little, but the adjustment to the team, I see in football and track at our school is different. Track is more of a team and depending on each other, and football was just a group of kids playing ball. And outside of that, they were just playing around and nothing was really taken serious. But track, I did 300 hurdles and once in hurdles mainly. And once in hurdles, I was at one point Frederick County, like top hurdler in indoor. And the 300 hurdles, I had a good time for that, like mainly second. And then as Cheyenne was doing them, he became first, and that really like told me like, wow, like my teammate can really do good, and I taught him well, I guess.
And you're like a coach.
Yeah, kind of. But I'm glad Cheyenne, you know, kind of took that spot because I'd rather have a teammate do it than me. And I'm glad I'm glad we became top two in almost every race that we did together. And 300 hurdles, I qualify for nationals, and I do have the school record for the 400 hurdles. I never did the 400 hurdles in the meet, and at nationals, it was just, I guess, I had to push myself because 400 meters were hurdles in your way.
Yeah,
you have to get through that.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah.
You do it. I really
don't know how I did it, but I got through it.
Well, thank you, guys. We're out of time here, but it's been fun having you guys in here. And I think people really get a sense of what a team is like by listening to you talk and you encourage each other. That's for sure. And you've done a great job. You've done something right, Pam Hextra, as the coach.
They do it all. I haven't done it. I'm just here to support them and cheer them on, and I'm very proud of them.
Well, you're very modest, but I know you were responsible for a lot of this. Pam Hextra is the coach. And we have been talking to four of the athletes on the Thomas Johnson High School track and field team, Sean Burris, Isaiah Myers, Max Berenshart, and Cheyenne Johnson. Thank you guys for coming in, and good luck the rest of the way. Coppin State, U.S. Army, you guys are going all over the place. Okay. And in your biology there, Max, good luck. And you're only a junior, so.
Another year of school.
Another year. Okay, that'll go quick. And thank you, Coach Pam Hextra, for coming in. I mean, you just come off your nursing shift and everything else here, but I want to thank you for listening. We're brought to you by Nimio Federal Credit Union. For Ed Lulley, I'm Pete McLeod. Join us again next week, Frederick County Sports Weekend on WFMD.